It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Zach and Josh, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Welcome in, everyone. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. I hope I nailed that right, because as I was reading it, my email just kind of like reloaded.
You did. Yes! I'm proud of you. But
what a start to the day.
That's the worst feeling, is when you're reading something and it just goes away.
There we go.
Like, I was actually doing an update here one time, and the computer just, for some reason, turned off. Mid-sentence. And I'm like,
Like, just going to have to wing it now.
Yep, yeah.
In like, the most
thankfully,
moment.
I was at, like, the very end of it. So I really just had, like, the last bit, and then, like, the tagline we read at the end of the updates. But, no, that's – technology always fails you when you need it the most. And
it does.
And it annoys you when you never need it. Like, if you're –
correct.
If you're just sitting there, you're like, I don't need this right now. And it's just like, hey, why don't you update your computer? Hey, your phone needs an update. Hey, you got a text message. No.
No.
I'm trying to decompress here. Leave me alone.
Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. The Bills have practice number 2 in pads going on over at St. John Fisher. We'll see if we can hear from our own Sal Capaccio in just a few minutes. The Bills, though, did make a move going into the morning. They signed safety Kareem Jackson. Of course, this does come off of the tails of safety Mike Edwards having a hamstring injury. He is designated as week to week. Kareem Jackson, I believe, is 36 years old, predominantly played with the Houston Texans, and maybe even
For the Broncos as well.
He did play for the Broncos. We'll see. I mean, I think this is a lot of just they need to have a body.
Can you guess his NFL experience?
15 years?
15.
Okay.
That's
15 years.
A long time.
Yep.
But hey, let's see what he does today. He's literally out there at practice right now, so
we'll see. You know. I do know there is a compilation that I remember seeing of Kareem Jackson, of him taking some of the craziest hits I've ever seen. And I don't really say that as a positive thing. I say that more as like a concerning, like, what are you doing? That's not great. So we'll see. I mean, again, they just need a body. He's a veteran that absolutely fits what the Bills want to do. I'm not surprised it's not Micah Hyde. This does kind of feel more of a, we just need a body in for a few weeks until Mike Edwards comes back. We just need somebody there rather than running with the three guys they have now.
Why is Justin Simmons still a free agent?
I think because he wants a lot of money, I would imagine, actually.
I think that's probably all that's left.
At a point now where like teams are like, Kareem Jackson is signing a one-year deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Which may not even be a one-year deal. He may ultimately get cut before the end of camp. Mm-hmm. Justin Simmons, I think, is like, I want like a 3-4 year deal with like legitimate money.
Yeah, but I just think that at this point, there's got to be a team out there that can.
It's going to take a serious injury. It's going to take a serious injury for a team.
Right.
Because remember, most teams now at this point have used the cap space they have. They're preparing more in terms of cap for next season. Simmons would be an addition now. I think if you're looking at the Bills to do so, I think it would take an injury to like a Taylor Rapp.
Oh yeah, for
where
sure.
They're like, I'm not like a season-ending injury where it's like, okay, he's going to be the best guy available, and we've got to go get him. Because, they sort of did it last year, like at cornerback, with Tre'Davious White going out there like, okay, we got to keep the season alive. Let's go get Rasul Douglas at the trade deadline. I think that's something it would take.
But with him,
it would just be a sign now.
I think it's just – it's weird because he's such a good player. You'd think that a team would try to make something work, right? Like, you'd think that at this point, someone would have tried – and there probably have been many teams. The Bills might have been one of them that – made a pitch to him that
yeah.
was aggressive for, you know, a GM's taste, but not for his.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't know, it's just strange that he is not a...
It is interesting, because he was, I think, the best safety on the market, and just nothing. I mean, like ultimately, I haven't really heard him going on visits or anything like that. I could be absolutely wrong on that, but
there was that
just
one,
haven't seen anything.
There was that one safety, too, from Indianapolis that visited with the Bills.
I'm blanking on the name, but I know what you're talking about.
He's like 25. He's young. He was looking for a bigger deal, and he ended up going back to the Colts, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But he got more attention, it seemed like, than Justin Simmons. And that's just kind of weird to me. I feel like... And I get it. For the Bills, in the scenario they're in, it's not really a viable option. It's too much money. You can't really make the numbers work unless you make some massive changes. So I get that. But I just, like I said, like I can't believe there's no other team out there that, you know, can't make the money work. It's also funny too, because there's somebody from Denver posted a picture yesterday that they went to a driving range after work, and Justin Simmons was two lanes down, hitting golf balls. Like,
guys just
hanging out, having a good time. And it's like, you know, good for him, but it's just weird. Like, I just can't get past it.
That's all right. A little bit of an injury update as well. No Ty Johnson today, of course. He did leave early in practice yesterday. Appears to be a hamstring injury for him. And then Chase Claypool, a toe today. Both are present on the field but not participating. And then vet rest days for defensive tackle Daquan Jones and linebacker Nicholas Morrow. So overall, I mean, like, they're dealing pretty well with the injuries. Oh, I also wanted to mention offensive tackle Mike Edwards, the other Mike Edwards, is dealing with concussion protocol. He is also not practicing today as well. I do find it interesting, though, just where we're at with the Bills health-wise. They've seemingly avoided any sort of like big thing up to this point. It is, of course, still early. You don't like the Mike Edwards thing, but I do like their safety depth to a certain extent. Of course, it is a lot of unknown guys in the Bills' room, but it's solid guys. I don't imagine Mike Edwards is going to be like season ending. I do believe the Kareem Jackson signing is more just we need a body in camp right now, rather than he may not be ready to go by like week 5 or 6.
I think it's also probably like a let's see what we can get. Like, let's just in case.
Yeah, if this is added depth, great.
Like, yeah, it's more so it feels like a break glass in case of emergency mm-hmm. sort of thing. But I like that the Bills are being proactive in this sense, because, like you said, if Mike Edwards is back, no problem, then it's like, all right, well, you know, we didn't have to do that, but we just had to cover our bases and see what was available, right? Because now he's on your team and he's there, and if you need him, you know,
yeah,
it's not as mm-hmm. much of a hurdle to go out and get somebody, because you know, if you don't do that and then you do need him, someone else could have signed him by like
I don't think it's a huge addition. I think a lot of people, I know Sal's already kind of dealing with it. Does this kind of mean that Mike Hyde's out? I don't necessarily know. I mean, I think a lot of it again is in terms of Kareem Jackson, it's just a guy in the building now rather than like long term. And I think for Hyde as well, really don't know where he kind of sits at all of this. He may kind of want to just sit back and go, I'm good. I'm done. It would be the Bills, sure, but I'm done. We don't know. I mean, he's always kind of said this offseason that if it was going to be for anybody, it would be the Bills. He's not going to sign for anybody else. But he really may just want to, like, retire, call quits. I mean, that's fine. No problem mm-hmm. with that. I don't think they need to go to Mike Hyde anytime there's a safety injury. It doesn't really totally make sense for me.
Right.
He's dealt with a lot of injuries. He has not been playing the same. I think it would be going backwards for the Bills. Because ultimately, how quickly into this do they all of a sudden just start trusting Hyde because he knows the defense? Even if he physically can't like do what maybe Cole Bishop or Hamlin are doing or Taylor Rapp are doing, they trust him because he knows the defense because he's been a part of it for 7, 8 years. And like, that's my fear, is that I like what the Bills are doing and I love Micah Hyde, but there is this feeling of you're taking a step backwards for one injury that – maybe isn't even that serious.
Yeah. And I think also too, it'll be good if the Bills can stay away from that almost and kind of break free of this sort of safety blanket that they find themselves in with having the same guys come back every single year.
I think they ran into that problem with guys like Cole Beasley and John Brown, bringing them back in.
And they didn't I don't want to say they didn't learn from it, but we always talk about how they are still struggling to replace those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this season could be different, obviously, but you know, it's, if the Bills can move on from that core group they had on the defense, the core, the big core that just left, not counting Diggs and Davis, but just counting like the defensive guys. And even you could put Mitch Morse in there as well, because he's been here for so long.
Yep.
If you can move off of those guys and prove to yourself and prove to the league and everyone else you can win without those players, then I think it's, you know, it's kind of endless what they can do in terms of expanding and improving and adding more people.
Yeah.
Like, they need to show themselves that they don't need Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer and Tre'Davious White anymore.
That they can move on.
They can succeed without them.
Yeah, and I think that's my worry is that if we go back to the Micah Hyde signing, and I think it's the same for a lot of fans too. If you just, oh, Micah Hyde, no, dealing with a serious injury, mm-hmm. and you've got now young players, move on, transition.
Because right.
Well, I agree that that's what got him in trouble with the offense, is they never really moved past John Brown and Cole Beasley. They kept bringing them back, never went to the young guys, and let's figure out what we got here.
Right, because I mean, at that
Khalil
point...
Shakir in his rookie year had to deal with Cole Beasley in front of him for like 3-4 weeks with Beasley doing effectively nothing.
Yeah, and that was also the problem too, because once they finally did leave, you found out, okay, Isaiah McKenzie's not really what we expected him to be, and Gabe Davis, well, at this point, it took a few years, but you figured out, well, he's not super consistent. When he's on, but when he's off, he's completely invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a long-term effect of keeping John Brown and Cole Beasley. On the defensive side of the ball, this is the perfect opportunity to break that cycle, you know, chain of, hey, we have all these young guys. Let's find out what we have now. If they're bad, that sucks. But hey, we can move on and get someone new.
We figured it out now, like, rather than waiting forever.
And, like, look at Kyir Elam, for example.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really have any opportunities last year, partially because of the injury, but partially because of who was ahead of him. He had Tre White ahead of him. He had Taron Johnson. He had Dane Jackson. Like, all of these guys were there ahead of him.
Yeah.
And obviously, yes, the injuries caused some issues and kept him off the field. But if he hadn't been injured, we probably still wouldn't have really got that good of a look at him because of the people ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
But now that they're gone, and now that he's fully healthy, he can move forward.
Yeah.
And hopefully progress. If he doesn't, again, that sucks, but now you know. You're not sitting there thinking, oh, like, we got something here, and then you put him in when you need him the most, and he's not there for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs to be this natural progression of moving forward. And I'm not saying, you know, Kareem Jackson is that, but moving forward in sense of the young guys, and you have your safety nets here and there that are different veteran players that you don't know much about, but you just have them there as a safety net.
Yep. I won't say I'm like super nervous about where Mike Edwards is. I think, again, initially I was a little more nervous until you look at Kareem Jackson, 36 years old, kind of effectively out of the league already. I think really this is more leaning towards, we just need a body in here right now,
mm-hmm.
just to kind of keep the defense moving. And he's a veteran. He can get the job done. They trust him. But let's go to the Wester Hotline right now as practice is just getting underway. And our own Sal Capaccio joins us now. Sal, good morning. How is day number 2 of pads going? It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going good so far. Good weather today. I think it's going to rain a little bit later, but that's going to be after the team is off the field, we think. Hopefully it doesn't come any earlier. We've been knock on wood here. A little fortunate, you know, so far not to have that happen. So So far, so good out here. A couple injury updates for everybody. After yesterday, what it looked like with Ty Johnson, it was really, you know, he was in a lot of pain, walked off. Look what they were looking at to me, like his knee area. It's actually a hamstring injury, so avoid the knee. It is a hamstring. He is out, but he's out here today, and he's walking around. So that's, I think, encouraging news for running back Ty Johnson. It's a hamstring. Another day without Chase Claypool. He's also walking around. He has a toe injury. It's a toe for Chase Claypool. Vet rest day today for Daquan Jones and for linebacker Nicholas Morrow. So those guys are out today as well. And trying to think, oh yeah, Mike Edwards, obviously the safety, is still out. So the Bills actually signed veteran Kareem Jackson to help out in the safety room. They released linebacker Shane Simons. So those are your roster moves today.
And on the safety, Sal, me and Josh have been talking a little bit about it here. I know I already see it on your Twitter as well. People are asking you, does this mean Micah Hyde is out of the equation, what have you. Just for me personally, outside looking in, it seems more like Kareem Jackson is being brought in. He's 36 years old. They just need a veteran body in right now. I don't see this as a signal that Hyde is done forever with the Bills. But I will also tell you, I don't necessarily know if I ever really want the Bills to go back to the Micah Hyde well. I think they have gotten themselves trapped a little bit in going back to some of these veteran guys when they maybe should favor some of the young players on the roster. We saw it with the wide receivers with John Brown and Cole Beasley a few years ago.
Listen, this is so, I get it. Like, it's a mystery. He's been a really great player for the Bills. There's this thing hanging out there where he's there. They've talked about it. The door hasn't been shut. So fans want answers right now. They want them right now. If I've said it once, I've said it 100 times, I'm going to reiterate to everybody right here on this show right now. There is no, like, big decision that has to be made right now with Micah Hyde. No matter what they do, it does not mean he's coming back or isn't coming back until he says, I'm done, I'm officially retiring. That's not happening right now. There is no big decision that has to be made by the Bills when it comes to Micah Hyde. He is a free agent. The Bills know he'll stay in shape. They could literally sign him as they go to the playoffs if they want. They could wait till January or the week of the Super Bowl, thankfully, if they were there. He's a free agent. He could just sign at any point. There is no some big decision that has to be made that everything else that happens means that that decision is final. So I understand. You want clarity. You want answers. The man is staying in shape. He'll be ready. It's training camp. If the Bills get to a point where they need to call upon him, they will do that. They're not there right now. Mike Edwards is week to week. Right now, they just need bodies at safety to get through some camp in preseason, and then have a guy that understands the system for maybe later, too. Maybe he beats out somebody on the back end. I'm sure he would like to do that, but I'll say it one more time. There is no, like, big decision that has to be made by Micah Hyde. Anything that happens out here doesn't have to be related to that.
So real quick then on Kareem Jackson, what do we know about him? He's, you know, in his late 30s, predominantly he's played with the Houston Texans. I think he also had a stint with the Denver Broncos as well. He's taken Trey White's number 27, so that's a little bit of fun. Chase Claypool took Stephon Diggs' number 14. What else do we kind of know about him up to this point?
Yeah, I mean, like, he is a veteran, like you said. Looking over his stops, Houston Texans, Denver Broncos, back to the Houston Texans. He's a guy that, you know, a lot of times these veterans, their onboarding is really easy. I don't know the similarities of necessarily the defenses. I think I said earlier he played for Tampa, and my mistake. I thought I remembered him in Tampa. He wasn't. Mike Edwards was in Tampa a few years ago under Todd Bowles. But in these defenses he played in Houston and Denver, if there's any similarities or crossover, it'd obviously be easier. But they trust veterans to come in here to be able to, you know, kind of onboard, like I said, right away, get acclimated. And look, you have right now a rookie in Cole Bishop who's trying to, you know, make an impression. This takes a little less off him as well because you want to have veterans out there. If you have to rely on Cole Bishop, hey, if he's up to the challenge, that's great. But that is a challenge for him. When it comes to Kareem Jackson, he has 22 career interceptions, which is really nice. Billy Buffalo's walking by me here live on the radio. What's up, Billy? You can't talk. You like practice out there? He had thumbs up, guys. Billy Buffalo gave a thumbs up to practice. He's clapping. That's Billy Buffalo right there, everybody. Thank you. All right, he's walking
right by. This is the kind of support. Right. This is the kind of reporting we need.
You never know. Is that the first interview we've ever done with Billy Buffalo on the radio?
I think so, and I think it was the best. Like, that was great.
I need thumbs up and claps. That's it.
Thumbs up and claps. That's all you can ask for.
That's right. 22 interceptions for Kareem Jackson in his career. He's had years of multiple interceptions. Not a guy early in his career. He had two, then one, then four. Hasn't taken the ball away as much, but this is a guy I think that you just need to kind of steady the ship on the back end right now at safety with Mike Edwards' injury.
So going off of some stuff you saw yesterday, Sal, what do you expect to see more of today at camp? I know we've heard a lot about Tyrell Shavers. I mean, what are you thinking we could see more of here today?
Well, officials are here today, guys. We got referees on the field, so I'm thinking we're going to see some one-on-ones, DBs and you know, wide receivers. I don't know that. We'll see. A lot of times they do that with officials to kind of give a, you know, if it's a catch, if it's a hold or whatever. And then also, you know, some not scrimmage in the true sense of a scrimmage, but, you know, they'll really be looking for false starts and holds when the team goes 11-on-11 and things like that. So I think we're going to see that today. Let's remember they have off tomorrow. So I wouldn't be surprised if today they go a little hard after it and then they have off to tomorrow and then back on Thursday.
And then, Sal, last thing for me, because we know we want to get you back to practice. We're going to hear back from Joe Brady here in just a few minutes. We know we spoke with you guys before practice. Anything of note coming from the offense coordinator?
No, not really. Just he was asked about Tyrell Shavers. You could listen to that answer. I'll let him give it away, what he said about Tyrell Shavers and how he's fitting in. I asked about Zach Davidson, who I think has really kind of flashed here at tight end, battling for that third spot with Quinton Morris. He was asked about the depth at offensive line. So, you know, a lot of that is baked in. You'll hear that with from Joe Brady, who spoke with us this morning.
Awesome. Sounds good. All right, Sal. Well, let's get back to practice. Hopefully we hear from you again. But if not, enjoy the day.
You got it. You got it, guys.
Also, fun fact on Zach Davis, he spells his name correctly, Z-A-C-H. That was Aaron Sacapaccio there on the Western Hotline as the Bills have practice today. And as you heard Sal say right there, they will not have practice tomorrow. One of their, I think it's their first weekday day off because they had Saturday off last week. So this will be their first, you know, midday off. Pads are on. Tyrell Shavers is kind of interesting because from what I remember last year in camp, or at least during the preseason, he also was somewhat flashing.
Yeah, because I remember when Khalil Shakir didn't have a good camp last year, and everyone's like, hey, but Tyrell Shavers is looking good.
Shavers was looking good, and then that's where the Andy Isabella kind of thing popped up a little bit as well.
Yeah, that was an interesting time.
It's a great time.
I think it's gonna be interesting here, but I also think it's funny that we're like looking at it this way. Like if Diggs or Davis were still here, just one of them. How much would we all be looking at Tyrell Shavers going, oh wow, like hopefully he can like
and like, you know, and like really
jump
giving
in
it some thought.
Yeah, right. Because if you have one of Diggs or Davis still on the team, what does that do to, I mean, obviously it changes who the Bills sign in the offseason, I think. I don't think they go out and sign Chase Claypool. They might go out and sign MVS, but or Mac Hollins. Like they don't go out and sign some of those guys, I feel like, if you have one of Diggs or Davis. And
now you're getting to see everybody.
Right. And really. Now that's what I think is nice, because you're seeing the shadow has kind of been lifted and you're seeing all these other talents or potential talents kind of emerge here. And again, it's the preseason, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get overexcited about somebody that's not going to ultimately do anything. But I think it's just interesting how we're all viewing this maybe differently than if there was a number one or a number 1A, whatever you want to call it, Davis. Like, if there was one of those guys on this team, would we all be thinking the same way about Tyrell Shavers?
Mm-hmm. Got to take a quick time out here. We'll get more on the offense after a quick time out. We'll hear from Bills offense coordinator Joe Brady, who spoke with the media before practice. But you're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show right here on WGR.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.